next case is 98289, 98494, 94, Betty Sulander versus Erie Insurance Group.
Facts from the brief, if we can just get to the law, is it really your contention, or is it your contention that you have to assign a specific vehicle to a liability insurance policy?
Your Honor.
So let me tell you before you answer the question, I've got one that doesn't assign a specific vehicle because of the kind of vehicle I drive. Now, I just have a liability policy, so if I'm driving Justice Sweeney's car, I'm covered. And it doesn't assign it to a specific car. I didn't know you had to assign it to a specific car. We specifically asked the State Farm agent for that kind of a purpose, somebody to have insurance who does not have a car.
Did you buy that automobile liability policy?
Sure.
And do you believe it contains an omnibus clause?
Omnibus to do what? I'm sure it contains omnibus exclusions. Oh, clearly it does.
You see, the specific of a policy, the business general liability policy that we're here to discuss does not do that.
Okay.
The gentleman who owns the vehicle, Mr. Eugene C. Lander, if he was at fault in causing the accident, he has no liability coverage at all.
Well, I can understand that proposition, that this is a policy that doesn't cover this sort of activity. But I think you say, and at least that's what's certified to us, that you have to have a specific vehicle assigned to a particular policy. Isn't that what that certified question does here?
Well, certified question goes beyond that. Certified question, in effect, talks about the language of 3937.18 and the fact that in addition to his discussing at the beginning that no liability, no liability policy shall be issued in the state, it goes on and contains the additional language shall be delivered or issued for delivery in the state with respect to any motor vehicle registered or properly provided in the state. At least with regard to defining and discussing 7 mandates that uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage shall be included in any auto liability policy, you would at least, Your Honor, have to read the entire paragraph A, and see that it's firmly discussed that it shall be issued and delivered in the state with respect to any motor vehicle.
That language, as you just read, is perplexing, because it seems that I'm trying to figure out what the General Assembly meant by it. If you take it literally, as you, I think you are, that you probably get that result, but that doesn't seem to fit the purpose the General Assembly had in adopting point 18, to make sure everyone has uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage so that people get insured and compensated. How do we read that to be consistent with what seems to be the general policy of the statute? Well, that is the requirement that there be uninsured motorist coverage.
I believe, Your Honor, what you have to start off with is what is the automobile liability insurance policy. And what the force does is reach the point that as long as there is some minimal automobile coverage in any policy, be it a homeowner policy, whatever kind of policy it may be, it comports to be an automobile liability policy. And that's not the case. In material, we also cite you to a case that has been decided by the Cuyahoga County Court of Appeals, here versus Personal Services Insurance Company, where they were determining and being asked to decide whether a bank responsibility bond could be considered a motor vehicle liability policy subject to 3937.14. And in that decision, the court made it very clear that Title 39 contained no definition of liability insurance, but Chapter 4509 does expressly define the term, and we call this definition applicable to 3937. When you look at the financial responsibility law, which is mainly what's contained in 4509, you see that they specifically define what an owner's policy is and what an operator's policy is. And in the Cure case, they reach the conclusion because neither an owner's nor an operator's policy is met by the definition of 45, Chapter 45. The instrument, by definition, is not liability insurance. I suggest to this court that in the Zeelander Court of Appeals case, the same issue was before that court. All the court had to do is read 3937.18 in parallel to the parion, I believe the term is, with other provisions of the code, such as Title 4509. Specifically, all provisions of the revised code vary upon the same subject matter should be construed harmoniously. This court in the interpretation of related and coexisting statutes must harmonize and yield full application to all such statutes unless they are irreconcilable and involve conflict. It would seem to me that in this particular case, we have the benefit of a clear definition of what is contained and what is needed for there to be an automobile liability insurance policy in the state of Ohio. All we need to do is look at the financial responsibility laws. In this particular case, this policy contains no liability coverage for Mr. Eugene Zeelander ever, because he has to buy a commercial auto policy, which is what he did.
Well, a certified question to us sets it up in effect that it does. The certified question is, do the provisions of 18 apply to a policy of primary insurance which provides coverage for claims of liability? So now we assume, for purposes of answering the question, that we've got an insurance policy providing primary coverage for claims of liability arising out of the use of hired or non-owned automobiles. And then this is what I thought the question was, but is not issued for delivery with respect to some particular motor vehicle. Sounds to me like they say we've got an insurance policy that's a liability policy providing coverage, and the only question is, does it have to be that issued to a specific vehicle? Is there something else we need to decide here?
Well, Your Honor, I think when they say with regard to a specific vehicle, they mean a vehicle that is principally arrived in the state of Ohio or registered in the state of Ohio. For example, if I wanted to buy a policy of automobile insurance that I was living in the state of Indiana, and I had a car principally arrived in the state of Indiana, and the car was titled in the state of Indiana, I can't buy an Ohio liability policy for that car because it's not registered in Ohio, and it's not principally arrived in Ohio.
Well, you can buy it.
Well,
you can buy it. You just it just doesn't involve 39, 37, 18.
Okay. Well,
the qualifying figure garaged in Ohio, qualifying language, is for 39, 37, 18. But the reason you buy a lot of these policies is to get the uninsured motorist coverage. And if you have to assign it to a particular motor vehicle, you know, the uninsured motorist coverage is supposed to follow the person, not the vehicle. How do you don't even get it under your theory. If you don't have a vehicle, you can't buy a policy to drive somebody else's car to protect you and also get you uninsured motorist coverage, can you?
Yes, you can, Judge, but under my theory, if you read the Mueller decision, I know you did.
Yeah.
Mueller is a far better reasoning case than what they say is the number of policy was not issued for delivery with respect to any motor vehicle registered or principally belonging to the state. You still have to have a vehicle. I mean, typically you have to schedule so that there may be some basis to adjust the rate or to determine the premium, but you still have to have vehicle schedule. You still have to have specific vehicle. When this business policy is issued to the fee lender, there is no specific vehicle consequence. They have no concept except for vehicles that might be loaned vehicles or non-owned vehicles.
Let me ask you a generic question that may or may not apply. In the certified question, they use the term non-owned automobile. Do you have your brief there?
Yes, I do.
Would you turn to page 7, please?
Okay.
The definition of non-owned automobile, three-quarters of the way down the page,
right,
means any automobile you do not own. We all know what that means. Lease, hire, or borrow, which is used in connection with your business. What is a non-owned automobile? Does that mean when it's a non-owned automobile if you steal it? I mean, that's all that's left.
It's not required to an employee, don't you? If I want a particular policy and I was concerned about vicarious liability on my hands when my offer and coming to the Supreme Court, negligently causing an accident, I have vicarious liability because it is tortious conduct. But on the other hand, my auto policy, if he's not driving my car, is not going to protect me from his negligent driving. I'm going to have some exposure. So if I buy a business policy, it does provide some coverage when that employee causes an accident if he is driving his own vehicle. It is, to me, not a
well, if he's driving his own vehicle, not in the course of his employment, then his own policy covers it.
If he's driving in the course of his employment, which I'm concerned about, it protects me from my vicarious liability. Back to Mr. Glenn Seelander, or Eugene Seelander, excuse me, he is not covered for liability for that vehicle, even though they qualify as a non-owned automobile for the partnership, it excludes liability coverage for him. The problem, Your Honor, is we're taking here is a, in effect, a general contractor liability policy that clearly has the intent of the party issuing it for purposes of vicarious liability that small business may incur. And we are changing the operation of that policy and making it into something that it's not. There is
but he wasn't insured by definition under the policy.
He was by definition of the policy. His vehicle was not covered. He had no liability coverage. The gentleman that was operating the car had no liability coverage at all at the time of the accident. Because by the very terms
under this policy,
it says any partner or executive officer with respect to an automobile owned by such partner or officer or member of their household is not a person that we protect. So he looks at his commercial auto policy, which he did have. And a commercial auto policy specifically lists schedule to insure 1984 pickup truck at the time of the accident.
Thank you, Mr. Donovan. you really think this policy was issued to cover this individual under these circumstances?
Absolutely. Your Honor, this five-star general liability policy issued by Erie is something more than general liability policy. They've been arguing that from the county court upwards. At the very first page in bold print is a text that says this is an extra protection policy. And they go so far as to say this provides coverage, Mr. Zeelander, or both Mr. Zeelanders, that this provides coverage that you do not find in ordinary general liability policies. It provides higher and non-owned liability coverage. In the definition of non-owned policy or non-owned automobile, this policy specifically defines a non-owned motor vehicle as one that is owned by a partner. It was stipulated early in this case by the party that the automobile was, or the subject pickup truck actually, was titled in the name of Glenn Zeelander in the partnership, and specifically was a motor vehicle registered in the state of Ohio. It meets the requirement, even as Erie argues, of 3937-18A, that it was issued in respect of a motor vehicle principally derived from registered and stabilized. That was stipulated.
Was the pickup truck listed on the declaration page?
It wasn't the declaration page, Your Honor. It's general liability policy.
Okay, but it's not listed anyplace, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. So the issue then, isn't the certified issue to us that there has, does there have to be, for a general liability policy to be effective, must it be issued to a specific car? Isn't that what we have to decide? So I thought. Thank you.
That's your strongest argument to this language in 2018 on which the county relies, registered garage in Ohio.
I think if Erie wants to read this case in the very narrow confines of this argument, then it can be read and we still have coverage. As trial court specifically pointed out that the subject motor vehicle was in an accident, the pickup truck was in fact a covered auto under this policy as they defined it. They named it an automobile liability policy through the use of their language. However, the Court of Appeals of the Second District actually went beyond that and said, you know, it doesn't matter. We don't have to distinguish between hired and non-auto and specifically specified automobile. And also the Franklin County Appellate Court in Golden York made the same conclusion that following the logic of the cases this court has been setting forth for a number of years, that these policies are designed to ensure the individual, not the automobile, not the motor vehicle, and to argue that you have to define hired, non-owned.
Well, they have to be triggered by something, though, counsel, don't they? It has to be triggered by something. This coverage doesn't come because everybody gets it just by being a citizen.
Absolutely.
Right. But that, and you point out a good thing, at least point out that there's this special section that says extra protection, and the point of that is specified that it's for non-owned or hired. But doesn't also on the cover page, doesn't it say five-star general liability coverage and then say excluding automobile?
Absolutely. But it's fine, the policy includes that you cannot exclude the automobile liability coverage. Except it's on the cover page as including the frame.
Well, I thought your point was that an insured could be misled here by this extra protection. And so you do have a counterbalance that says excluding automobile.
I'm sorry, Go ahead. I think the insured in this case were buying the extra coverage that this specific five-star policy was offering.
Sure.
And part of that coverage was automobile liability coverage. That's what they purchased, that's what they paid their premium for. Once they paid the premium and they acquired that liability coverage.
I know, you're saying that that's what they think they bought, and yet I'm concerned about that little parenthetical that says excluding automobile.
Well, Your Honor, I don't think that you can, the parenthetical exclusion can control the...
It can't control, that's for sure. Yeah.
Justice Douglas made a point during the policy that he had in the time, made a very important point. In relating or tying 3937-18 to the Financial Responsibility Act, I don't know if there's ever been a direct tie, or at least I'm not going to find that direct tie. And Justice Douglas is quite correct. The proof of financial responsibility is only that you meet the financial requirements of 12525, and that if a policy is issued in regard to a specific automobile or motor vehicle, that that type of vehicle will be identified. But it also says that liability policy may be issued pursuant to financial responsibility law for no motor vehicle. To the operator, that's exactly what Justice Douglas was pointing out. And there's never been a direct tie between the proof of financial responsibility and 3937-18, that those have to be connected or coincide.
Yeah, the only way that your opponent is connecting them is we need to search for definitions, and there's some definitions in the financial responsibility area that I think that's the tie he's making there. Definitions for the words that are in 3937.
And under the proof of financial responsibility, an individual can buy a general liability policy
without
a and also by the underinsured provision or by underinsured coverage. Up until House Bill 261, with a new definition that is implemented by 3937-18L, there may be a question now whether or not an insurer can do that without a specific automobile.
Wait a minute, the law requires anybody in Ohio driving to have insurance.
That's correct.
Not everybody driving has a car.
That's correct.
So you're saying 261 requires you to have a car?
Well, the amendment to 3937-18 by adding paragraph L, they define automobile liability motor vehicle liability policy of insurance to mean one, a policy of insurance to serve as proof of financial responsibility set forth in Division K of 4509.01, which is the monetary amount of $12,525,7500 for property damage. And then it goes on to say, for owners or operators of a motor vehicle specifically identifying the policy of insurance. Now, are they saying that an individual who doesn't own an automobile, he can buy proof of financial responsibility coverage, he can't buy uninsured coverage now?
I think that what they're saying is it doesn't come to them, it doesn't come by operation of law. I gather that. I think that's maybe what they're saying, because you sure could still buy it. This is by operation of law, right?
I certainly hope.
Yeah, sure. So well, that's what the statute's for.
I think the intent of the parties too that the here on the draft. I think that would apply the policy itself. We addressed that already somewhat as to what they were buying, whether it was motor vehicle upon the liability insurance or motor vehicle as being insurance. I think the language of the policy is clear that intention. We also need to look at what other policies should be bought and where they bought and what other policies would come to the area for the one buy other policies. This is a policy that we need to address, and the language that is specifically being used in that policy has cost coverage.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Mr. Grant.
Individual small guy from a little town, western part of the state.
we're not a jury. We're not a jury, so I cannot get to the legal argument.
What I wanted to flesh out, just said, however, was what's my life for you? Because they went into some background outside of records, and I thought it might be beneficial to the court. Sun Electric was born out of a major corporation located in American Act. It had a subdivision called the manufacturing of service steam shovels and various big equipment that they used. And that American Act was a lot of vibration concerns and both the South African concerns. They decided to spin out the subdivision for the manufacturing, thereby terminating all the benefits, all the pensions, everything that would be to have a job. And then the South African concern sold the same business to an Australian concern. They decided to collapse the Ringo manufacturing altogether. They discovered they still needed the services that these particular skilled individuals had.
How could your client be purchased a commercial automobile?
And in consequence of starting that business, he did. Which the auto policy?
Yeah. We got the bargain that he made. He got
that particular contract.
And he purchased the general policy for his company.
He and his brother bought a policy that covered he and his brother.
And the base of that policy was the student's auto.
Base policy.
Thank you.
Mr. Nemeth, you've saved about a minute and a half of your time.
Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.